Movement 4. Being human. The brute will not fear sin. The ignorant will not be saintly. The inhibited will not learn. The irate cannot teach. Nor can one given over to business grow wise. In a place where there are no human beings, try to be one. That quote is from Rabbi Hillel from the first century BCE. Part of our charge as those following after God is to be a human where others are not, to rise above, to model through humble service and strength of character what it means to approach God with our lives. Now, it's naturally challenging for us to not sink to the common denominator, isn't it? It can be difficult for us to even know what our weak spots of character and behavior might be when surrounded by those similar to ourselves, with similar weaknesses. But we are called to rise above, to be a human being where others are descending to their base nature. This is not any kind of mark of superiority on our part. It's just part of our sacred charge. We push ourselves and one another to rise to a higher standard of character, behavior, service, so that, in turn, we might help bring others up to a higher standard. Now, as I say this, you might be thinking of all the counterexamples. The people who say that they're Christians or godly, but they've not exhibited this higher standard. Scandals and the like. Well, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about us. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about me. This morning, let's not concern ourselves with what they're doing. You and I are called to a higher standard. See, the Holy Spirit lives and breathes alongside of us, within us, to encourage us along. We talked about this. The world does need you to be of that higher standard this morning, to be gracious where others are cruel or dismissive, to defer and protect the rights of others when there are those that will say it's only right to look out for yourself first. It's right to take moments of quiet during the day today to commune with God when our culture does nothing but hurry us along. All of these things will bring us closer to God and bring us closer to that ideal of behavior and character and service. So may we this morning strive to be our best selves through Christ our Lord.